Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameed, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Peace and blessings with God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Welcome, dear listeners, to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. I know you may be astonished that we're coming on 30 minutes earlier, but in response to some of you all's requests for having more time, I refined for another 30 minutes for our programming. And Ma'am Kareem, station manager, graciously gave me 30 minutes of his time. He felt that that would be beneficial to do it in that way. So we always enjoy coming on after his program. So we graciously accepted that offer. So we'll be coming on from 9:30 till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the future. So please stay tuned with us. Chime back in, dial back in, go on your computer and get to net us on your computer at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we have been having some great discussions about zakat, the Islamic economic system, and we are going to be working this theory and this particular topic as we go forward in the future we have some strategic planning we want to do concerning that. But today we want to look at Sadaka, the institution of Sadaka, excluding the Zakah, except to maybe mention that obligatory part of Sadaka, Zakah, the obligatory part. And but what about the other forms of charity and giving that we are obligated to do? Allah says to us, spend of what has been provided for you, spend from what has been provided for you. So we're going to review some Quranic verses, and we're going to review some, I wanted to highlight our Imam Qasim, may Allah, Qasim Ahmed, may Allah be pleased, give him a good home in the paradise. He shared a concept of four T's, talent, time, treasure, and he added one T, touch, which made it four T's. Spend from your talent, spend from your time, spend from your treasure, and spend from your touch. What unique touch you bring to the principle of Sadaka, spending from your touch. How can we do that? So we want to examine some of these things. We have our regular associates with us, Michael Hameen, engineering and co-hosting and engineering, and Rabbani Muhammad, he's on point. He's traveling and trying to get stationary. I hope he's...
As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, he's prepared. There he is. So, alhamdulillah. Wa alaykum as-salam, Professor. Alhamdulillah. So we're going to explore this Sadaka, you know, being generous, being charitable, being conscious, being a conscious human being, basically. So, Michael, share with us some verses and comments you may have on the topic as we get started. Michael, are you muted?
Yes, sir, I was. As-salamu alaykum. The reference that I was using to look up the Quranic verses on Sadaka is from a book that's pretty heavy, Concordance of the Quran by K-A-S-S-I-S Qasis. And I found several verses. I'll share just a couple. And if the audience would like, if you get your pen and paper, maybe a little later on, I'll just give there are about 13 different references to Sadaka, but it gives a meaning, a short meaning first. Sadaka, it's a free will offering, charity, almsgiving. It was another. It's connected with a confirmation. Sadaqa, to confirm, to give credence, to believe, to accept as true, confirmation, accepting as true, believe, and again, establishing as true. So,
yes.
Two verses. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Sick from Siddiq. Yes.
Yes.
True. Yes.
And
Go ahead, Michael.
Referencing Surah 2, the second Surah or chapter, verse 196. This is from the Siddiq. This is from the Sahih International Translation, and it says. Says so it's different reference in number. It's 195, verse 195, and spend in the way Bismillah, and spend in the way of Allah, and do not throw yourselves with your own hands into destruction by refraining, and do good. Indeed, Allah loves the doer of good. So that's one reference. And the second reference is Surah 2, verse 263. Bismillah. Kind speech and forgiveness are better than charity followed by injury. I love this one. And Allah is free of need and forbearing. And there are about 11 more references to Sadaqa that I may be able to share it, you know, later on in the program. I won't read them. I'll just give the number.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. And Jen, feel free to share, because we can never get enough of what Allah says about these issues. So, Professor Rabbani, welcome.
As-salamu alaykum. God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We witness that God is one Lord, having no partners and having a need of anything. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed 1,450 years or more or so, is his servant and messenger, and our prophet, for the seal of prophets, for mankind, all of mankind, not just Arab, but all of mankind. And that leads me to think about the kindness of the prophet's character and his giving, sadaqa. And when I read about the history of Muhammad the prophet, peace and blessings, there's so many examples and so many stories concerning his generosity. And led me to think about the our African-American community when we were under the oppression of chattel slavery, and how generous the slaves were to the ones that were oppressing them, that they would have a kindness and mercy because they were human. Not because they were the slave masters, but because they were human, and that they and it gave me an example of, like, my grandmother, who used to give food to those who were calling them niggers and spooks and all of that, but they came under hardship. And because my grandmother and grandfather had a farm and grew their own food and shared with them the food that they grew, I saw that as a human, it was that the human being was not dissolved by oppression, and that the humanity was something that even in revelation, They didn't know anything about revelation that Prophet Muhammad, but they were human and they had a giving heart. So sadaqa is directed to your soul, to invest in your soul and to not give in to the foolishness and the wickedness that one might have, but still. When God bless you with certain goods and like talent, you might be a carpenter, and you see you might see a wall that is falling down, and you have a chance to put that wall back in place, you have this. You're a stonemason. You do that, and that's one of the. Of course, when we talk about that, we talk about the story of Moses, of Musa.
Yeah, Musa and
the traveler. You see, yes, exactly. So there are many examples of allowing and letting the human aspects of you give, like a good word. I remember my father always tipped his hat, a show of respect, when he would walk past people, especially females. He would tip his hat. He would always invite people to the house. But this is the nature that our people had. It was not deterred by oppression physically, mentally, or spiritually. So Sadaka has a connection with our soul, and that soul, and when we do it, we are investing in our soul. And Allah tells us, it's fortunate for those who invest in their souls. And Sadaka is a mainstream component that we have available to invest in our soul. And it doesn't cost anything. A smile, speak kindly. Oh, it doesn't cost anything. It's just it goes back into your nature. Your nature has not been soft or soiled.
Such a wonderful description. Appreciate that, Professor. You know, I remember a dear friend and Imam Hassan Ahmed, and he loved to teach on the four T's, spending from your, and when he talked about charity, he talked about spending from the four T's, spending from your time, your talent, your touch, and your treasure. And he usually had touch at the end of the four T's, time, talent, and treasure has been around for a little bit, but he added one, your touch. Mm-hmm. And I found that to be such a unique contribution to how to spend in charity. And we'll talk about that as we move on for sure, about how do we personally bring what Allah has given us to the picture, to the forefront, and be willing to share, and time and talent certainly is one, but also what about the human touch? How do we bring that special uniqueness? And the prophet, he had this talent of when someone would shake his hand, he would never remove his hand from them, and he would always be attentive. He would, he would actually greet the person and be attentive to the person until that person took his hand away. So the prophet had this touch of this human touch where he connected with individuals. I see sometimes when we greet each other, it's lonely. We're going down the road. We don't stop to smile or to show any sense of humanity. Like, everything is rush, 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 hurry, hurry. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes. Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, alhamdulillah. So we want to explore that. And we also want to encourage our listeners to be generous today. We added another 30 minutes to our program, so we want to encourage our listeners to be generous, to share with us some progress that's being done in their areas and projects they're working on with others to improve the life, to support the vision and focus of the model community, where we want to take this community. So we want to invite you to share some reports of the progress you have in your area. So be generous with that and share with us. So, Michael, please share with us some concerns you may have on the top show.
Thank you, ma'am. As I was listening, and I've done it often, I do it often, think about the conditions of chattel slavery, the harsh, severe, and even savage treatment that the chattel slave ancestors of ours had to endure. And in terms of this sadaka, I thought in relationship to the encouragement through word and song of the slaves encouraging one another, because we all, as human beings, we've got a different degrees of resilience. And, you know, there was a system in place where, and Frederick Douglass wrote about it, this system of the slave breakers, these ignorant Caucasians that were used by the slave master to get and keep slaves in line. And if they got out of line, the slave breakers would torture them to get them back in line. And the kind of encouragement that we would have for one another. I even looked at what we used to call joning, or playing the dozen, as a way, because I know how my cousins treated me, my Aunt Jeanette's two boys. I was kind of soft, you know, and they would get me up against a wall and just, you know, it's called chess, and then they would fire these jabs into my chest, you know, and if I couldn't block them, I'm going to hurt them, you know. In the same way the slaves will give verbal jabs to one another, you know, like tighten up, toughen up, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we can get through this, you know, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought about that. And this, lastly, there's another verse after the one that I read about kind speech and forgiveness being better than charity, followed by injury. And it reads, Bismillah, O you who have believed, do not invalidate your charity, your sadaqah, with reminders of it, or injury, as does one spend his wealth only to be seen by the people, and does not believe in Allah and the last day. His example is like that of large smooth stone upon which is dust and is hit by a downpour that leaves it bare. Wow. They are unable to keep anything of what they have earned, and Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. This is wonderful. Father Almighty speaks the truth.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You know, and I want to chime in on that, Michael, just briefly, because I am inviting us to do a little bragging today about what's going on in our area. Not so much what you are doing, but what we are doing. Yeah, and let's get the individual idea out of that, because there is a sense of modesty that the Muslims have concerning that area you just read. They don't want to be always boasting and et cetera. You know, I went down to Miami yesterday. I'm going to do a little boasting here. I went down to Miami yesterday to pick up some product we shipped in from Ethiopia. And, at the Miami airport, we had some brothers help us to get that product out of there. And then some people saw that. They were impressed that the product was coming from Ethiopia, and it was black seed oil, I'm going to tell you that. And one brother was saying, I never seen black seed oil pure before. I've seen it mixed with stuff like that and et cetera, but he had never seen it in its original formula coming from Ethiopia. So I had someone to drive me down there. So that was a collective effort that went down in Miami at the masjid. We prayed a Jumu'ah prayer there with Imam Nasser giving the khutbah. He referenced some of the things you just mentioned, Michael, about African Americans should never be atheists after having that slave experience where God rescued us from that. And we should never see a black African-American atheist, you know. But it's because of that horrible experience, but also the progress of the masjid there, that the community, the things that are happening there in the community, they are becoming a historic designated historical site, the masjid. and renovations are being done there. Professor Rabbani is involved in that. I'll let him maybe speak to that. But you know, we have a lot of things being done in our community, and we're not aware of them because maybe we are being a little too modest. And I think having success stories brings about enthusiasm and energy, brings a certain energy to the believers. And we need to know about our successes so that we can understand that we are a broad community and things are being done positively. So, Professor, circle back to you and share with us, and then we'll take a break, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. As a point of information, let's put it that way. We are, as a community, developing a credit union, and we are almost at the finish line, and we hope that that would be established in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I haven't attended a meeting because I was overseas and couldn't get to a point of communication. But I received the text messages and have kept me up to par on the progress. We also are working with brothers in Raleigh who are starting building, in the design stages of a new masjid. We are working with people and of course, down in Miami, Masjid Al-Ansar, to renovate the masjid there because it's been designated as a historical facility, and we've gotten a grant by the state government to put in elevators and lifts for the physically challenged and the visually challenged. So that's going to be improvement, and also life safety systems in terms of monitoring smoke and carbon monoxide, and then putting in a facility for people that are physically challenged to go to the bathroom. So that's happening there in the masjid in Miami. And we soon will be getting approval for a cemetery in Charlotte, North Carolina, African Muslim cemetery. And then we have also projects in Orlando where one of the imams that I was working with, we are making a design for the homeless to shelter homeless, to bring activities to the homeless, to develop the skills and also the physical fitness of those homeless people. That's already been designed, so it's a matter of just generating income or monies to do that. Also, there's a new addition that's going to the masjid in Columbia, South Carolina, Masjid al-Salam, that's going to put in a new masala and minaret right on the main street of the community. So that we're working out that now. So that should be probably by the end of the year, we should have drawings approved for that particular project. Then, of course, it's the international connection, like you mentioned, with the importing of different products, black seed oil being one. Then we have a power drink that will be coming soon, and spices that we have direct contact with those from the farms and the manufacturing right in Ethiopia. And we hope that other Muslim, our Muslim brothers and sisters would be become interested in so that they can develop a business from some of the things that we're bringing in. So that's really the purpose of bringing in different items and going out and finding these items, is to bring industry and business to our community. So those are just some things that are actually happening now. And in the future, oh boy, we have so many potentials for our future, but we need people who have their time and their temperament to persevere to get these things done. You know, so it won't happen overnight because you have so much opposition, but you have to be tenacious. That, you could put that as another T, Brother Imam.
Yes.
Tenacious. Hmm?
Yes.
So I'll add that to my very close friend Kasim. You know, it was Kasim and I who helped develop that project down in Houston, in Dallas, I should say. So
yeah,
he called me that night. He said, he talked to me. He said, "Man, we need to get a community facility put down there." So I told him, I said, "Okay, I'll work on that." And as soon as we got it together, and got it to the imam, and the rest is it's already up. So alhamdulillah, they're functioning. So
yeah,
and then of course the New York masjid, Malcolm Shabazz, we did a lot of work up there, you know,
yeah.
And it's still continuing to go. You see, so
yeah.
Tenaciousness is.
Yeah, we put that in touch,
okay.
And tenacity. Yeah,
that's right. So, there you go.
Yeah, it needs a little tenacity in the touch sometimes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes,
and
sir, thank you. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. It says tenacious is a mostly positive term. If someone calls you tenacious, you're probably the kind of person who never gives up and never stops trying.
Yeah.
Someone who does whatever is required to accomplish your goal.
Right.
You may also be.
Yes, yes. So we're going to take a break, Michael, if we can here, for a pause for the calls for some important messages. So don't touch that dial. You're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, our extended edition, starting at 9:30 till 11 now. We're going to have 90 minutes to try to engage you, our audience, as well as share valuable information. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while.
Go.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Support the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sugar Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspirations. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. Wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy. Keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What?
Nice poetry there. Aspirational. Inspirational. So, Michael, do we have any callers in the queue?
Assalamu alaikum. Martha Nyla here from St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida.
Yes, welcome, Sister Martha.
Okay, I just want to add to, I know you're not asking for other teas, but as a dear brother was speaking, professor was speaking, I said, oh, okay, tenacity. Yeah, when you said tenacious, and you mentioned temperament. I said, oh, what is that temperament? Because it goes through the patience, P-A-T-I-E-N-C-E. The patience that once, as you said, they have to, you know, it's not an overnight thing. So I just wanted to just address and add that, inshallah. But
yes,
loving everything I'm hearing. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam. And I know you are involved in this system of networking, Sister Martha. So we appreciate what you share with us as well in the networking and looking at those things going on in our community and connecting with them. So continue that. We appreciate that very much. And your program also, where you do Community Buzz, which is an excellent program that should be highlighted. And we need to share more information with you so that we can enhance that program on Friday nights at 8 p.m., Community Buzz from Martha Nyla. Thank you. So, Michael, do we have any other callers in the queue? Want to make a report on the progress in their areas? Something you want to brag about to get us excited?
Yes, we invite the audience to press 1 to come into the queue.
So let's talk a little bit about Sadaqa. And, you know, we had been talking about Zakat, the economic system, and we're going to stay the Islamic economic system, and we're going to stay on that. That's not going to be something that we let go, because we want to develop that idea in our community as we are going towards building that model community. We want to start looking at how it's going to be economically feasible to have that happen. So, but what about Sadaqa, the voluntary charity? Michael read some ayats about that. You know, I remember one particular ayat that I liked, where Allah says, never will you obtain a good state felicity. It's called in the word they used in the translation, Yusuf Ali version, until you spend freely. Never will you be a happy, prosperous person until you are willing to spend freely from the things you love. Spending freely for the things you love. And you know, sometimes we get into the habit of, when we've got to give away something, we want to give away something that we don't want anymore. You know, it's no longer useful for us. So now I'll give it to someone else, you know. But what about something that's useful, you know? And I've seen this habit I've seen people, I've met people, and they compliment you on what you, well, that's a nice kufi you got there. I'll just use that for example. And, you know, and they will say, well, here, you like it, you want it, you could have it. You may have it. You know, what about those, that type of charity where we can condition our heart and spirit to be generous? And that's the term, Allah, one of Allah's attributes, Al-Akram, the generous, where Allah gives without measure, without any acquaint, you know, even for the wicked people, they get to enjoy the sunlight, the air, the climate, et cetera, productive crops. You know, you person maybe don't even pray, and he can grow a productive crop if he respects Allah's rules and et cetera for creating that. And Allah won't necessarily curse him because he didn't pray, et cetera, or thank his Lord for that particular crop. Allah is the most generous. So I'm challenged. That's a challenge for us to also be generous. Be more generous, and in our actions with each other, and also in how we view supporting the good that's in our community. So, Professor, any comments you might like to share with us?
And Allah is reminding us to be generous, but don't stretch your hand out so far that you become indigent. You know.
Yeah.
So that's a balance that He gives us. To keep us, you know, upright and straight,
mm-hmm.
And viable and valuable, you see, for community life. So sometimes I know in the first experience or the what they referred to as the first resurrection in the Nation of Islam, there was a bucket called sacrifice. And a lot of times people would give the, give their rent money and electric money. And I've seen people and they was very sincere, but because their determination to establish, you know, our community life, some of them, loss because it wasn't in the proper balance of giving. So Quran gives us, that's why the Quran is so valuable, and the life characteristics of Muhammad the Prophet, if we study those things, we will have not only a successful community life, but also a successful life after life.
Yeah.
So these are some things that you benefit from sadaqah, and of course the teachings of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, when it came to being questioned about his mission by the learned scholars asking him, when he told them that he said he did not come to destroy the law of Moses. He came to fulfill it. And then one asked him, did you bring any new commandment? He said, no. He said, yes, but only one, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And he gave the example of the Good Samaritan. And that story is very, very vivid in the Bible. And I see that when I go overseas, I see that same story very clearly when I walk the streets of Addis Ababa, how people pass the people who are indigent and downtrodden and homeless and hungry and just walk by them.
Yes. So that's very important, very important. And live on your faith, on what you believe, you know. And Surah also came to mind when we were speaking a little earlier about patience, and temperament. You know, and that's part of it, the ending of that surah. And we join together and encourage patience and work and continuing on tenacity as it was given. The encouragement to be patient and constant, not stop. The imam said we can't stop now. Mm-hmm. So moving to you, Michael, please share with us some comments or concerns you might have on this topic, Sadaqah and Zakat.
Another reading from the Quran, Surah 2, again, Chapter 2, Al-Baqarah. I'm sorry, it's, yes, 271, verse 271. If you, Bismillah, if you disclose your charitable expenditures, they are good. But if you conceal them and give them to the poor, it is better for you. And he will remove from you some of your misdeeds thereby. And Allah of what you do is fully aware. And then this is not related to charity. That's in terms of the word sadaqah. Not upon, next verse, not upon you is the responsibility for their guidance, but Allah guides whom he will. And whatever good you believers spend is for yourselves. And you do not spend except seeking the face or approval of Allah. And whatever you spend of good, it will be fully repaid to you, and you will not be wrong. Allah Almighty speaks the truth.
Yeah, I think that was important, Michael, to share that verse, that ayat from the Quran. You know, a lot of times we see people asking for help, and we be concerned whether we would give them something, whether they would drink it up or throw it away or whatever. And you know, I remember the imam making a comment on that. He said he would give the person sadaqah and then just tell them, do something good for yourself with this. Don't harm yourself with this donation.
That's
or
right.
This money. You know, so, and then when you were reading that ayat, that clearly where it says not upon you to guide them. You know, it's not upon you to guide them, but you are still obligated to be a human being and to look out for those who are less fortunate. Less fortunate.
That is so important. That is so important. And the environment. Excuse me, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, like kind of probably mentioning along the environment that, you know, there is a charity that you can give even after you pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And we are taught, So I think we should mention that, you know, the sadaqah that is given. There's the book is open on every soul that can produce something that will benefit people even after they are gone. That's why, you know, a teacher, a philanthropist that gives and establishes, but you give it by to please God.
Yes.
You just don't give because you want a statue in the middle of the park with your, you know, looking eastward with your hand out as if you were a great leader. No. You want to give. You have the wealth to give that would feed orphans, widows, and those who are destitute. You develop an institution that a philanthropic institution that will but you do it to please God. You don't do it to show off, most of these people who are billionaires. They set up a foundation so that their names can always be remembered, and statues in the parks and their face cut into the granite of a mountain. You know,
yeah.
You got people whose face are cut in the into the granite of a mountain who had slaves, who brutalized slaves.
Very important. Very important. Shukran, thanks, Professor, for that. Call us. State your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Preparing to Make It into the Land of Plenty.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Praise be to Allah, one God for all. And we thank you to Allah for Prophet Muhammad. Praise be to Allah for him and his companions and what they did to help us help establish the Al-Islam. So praise be to Allah for them. And also, Sadaqa is a wonderful thing that Allah allows the poor, materially poor person, to be able to give. And that way they don't feel like they don't have nothing to share with the community. So praise be to Allah for Sadaqa. Alhamdulillah. It's up my room. I like to share. Allah's mercy. Blessing to humanity. The service heals us what they need. Send the love and care while we do have a share. Think about yourself. You must be fair. The title of the poem is A Group of People Who Live As If God Is With Them Always. Our meeting over the airway is profound, especially those who were once called the lost found. There's a new creation in town. You should love the way that sounds. Look at the growth of our volunteers. You see in them unshakable faith, no grief or fear. When we wholeheartedly give ourselves to Allah, a lot of negative forces in us die. Sincerity to God keep us alive. Many of us got sick and tired. Total submission to God, we had to try. Community life looked like TWSC and AM360. Our concern must be firm. We know that the way we are embracing the need to achieve peace isn't free. God's conscious person will get what they need. Their struggles are real. This isn't let's make a deal. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah be pleased to him, was given revelation that is still improving the world conditions. WSC and AM360 have volunteers. They are saving us a lot of money, human resource that is best, passing life tests. We need a different mindset. Our inherent rights have us toiling and struggling to set goals that respect what we know. Scratching our head won't get it. Our souls and minds must be too legit to quit it. We know when God is teaching and moving us, we can grow our Islamic life right alongside of America. America is benefiting from our intelligentsia. If you're taxpayers, we must never deny God's favor. This trust is hindering our growth. Other groups are benefiting from what we spend and what we know. Make the effort together. Things will be quite better. Praise be to Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Right. Thank you for sharing, Bilal.
Wonderful.
So, Alhamdulillah. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes. This is something that I was sparked by Soldier Rabbani Muhammad. You know, don't get it twisted now. That professor title, you know, is respected, but you hear his voice, and that's a soldier speaking. You know, that's one committed to the task. And this is a question that was prompted by what Professor Rabbani shared. And many on the air may not realize, but one of the fastest growing Muslim conversion or groups of individuals becoming Muslim and this is a group of individuals, the Latino or the what's called the Hispanic community is fastly becoming Muslim. And I was going to make a statement, but I just asked the question, well, what is the connection with their speedy becoming quickly aware of the value of Islamic standards and the Islamic way of life? You know, that's a question. And in terms of the legacy, Imam Muhammad invited us who are older to identify younger men and women that we can encourage to become acceptance of our commitment and becoming committed themselves in terms of continuing this this journey of community building and community establishment. That's very important, and oftentimes that's rough. And to me, that's rubber meets the road. You know, we think about, we can leave institutions, but the best institution is how we are able to impart our spirit into younger men and women so that they can carry this legacy on. And I'll stop there.
Yes. Very, very important. Very, very important. And Professor, please share with us some comments maybe in that regard.
What Michael had reflected on in terms of the Hispanic community, I think that what is happening in the Hispanic community is that they are finding out that they have an Islamic legacy. Don't you know, in terms of Sadaqa, it was the Muslims who came into what is called Castile, which is now Spain and Portugal. They were the ones established because of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, established in Medina, public education. And the public and education freed a lot of the serfs or the slaves that were being oppressed and used by the oligarchy or the monarchs. And see, when the Muslims came, they shared knowledge. They shared a scientific knowledge, and they invited people from all parts of Europe to come to Cordoba and to Seville to engage in the dialogue. And when that happened, it ushered in the age of the Renaissance, because remember, Europe was in the Dark Ages, meaning that they had lost contact with science, with exact sciences. And the Muslims came from all parts of the Middle East to Cordoba and the Africa, and of course the Moors from the western coast of Africa and Mali and central Africa. Those were the ones who came up and established this high development of culture, and they shared it with everyone. And that led to the jealousy of the monarchs, who lost a lot of revenue because the people who were slaves no longer were slaves. They became scholars. They became productive citizens. You see, so that's a good example of Sadaqa being in action, producing productive life or progressive life.
Yes, this, and Sadaqa Jariya is what we were talking about when you were mentioning about leaving something that goes on giving.
Yes, that's it.
And that knowledge is certainly one of those things you can leave, and certainly a legacy of trained young people, another Sadaqa Jariya that can be given and that will go on giving it. And you know, we are taught in Islam that you get the reward for that even after death. This is one of the areas where you can continue to benefit. So the idea of the philanthropist who leave endowments, if they are doing that as you said with a desire to improve humanity and not to be just having their names out there and statues for them out there, but they will also get that benefit for those, for that money that's being left behind to improve the planet, for instance, improve the environment for us to live in, et cetera, et cetera, to benefit humanity. You know, that's a wonderful thing to do. And I think that's the next step that we are going to have for ourselves, where we are, excuse me, looking at our wealth to go into processes that will improve the lives of others, the homeless, the needy, et cetera, like Professor mentioned in Ethiopia, for instance, where hungry and homeless people are being walked past with no inspiration to help. And even in this country, you know, we are seeing the exploitation of wealth being amassed by just a few among us and not being passed down to the many who are in need, you know. And this is one of the things where the CARE as the economic system will play such an important role, because you have to spend on what remains with you above what your needs may be for preserving your life and future. And the excess that you have to care on that every year, not once, every year. So, you know, that wealth now becomes something that you want to minimize and get it out to people who really need it, who you feel need it. So you're able now, forced by God, to share that. So that's an important aspect of Zakat as an economic system. The wealth gets recirculated. And many, many people who have studied this, they say that there will never be a poor person on the earth if everyone would respect Zakat as a duty, an obligation on the individual. So let's take a break, and then we'll come back and see if we have any callers who want to call in. And certainly we have Professor Rabbani here. We'll swing back to you and Michael as well. So don't touch that dial. You're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. I'm your host, Delacy Umar, with Professor Rabbani Muhammad, Michael Amin, and listening to on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected, American Muslim 360.
Greetings. This is Priscilla Lukta of the University of Islam and Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. We support CWSC and AM 360 because of their support of our group intellect. From the Model Communities National Resource Directory and Speakers Bureau to American Muslim 360 Broadcasting and more. Join in helping to build our national intelligentsia. If not me and you, then who? Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Fill the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Inshallah, when I grow up, I'm going to join CWSC. I'm going to help remake the world for you and me. I'm going to be part of MCNRD and contribute my talent, my expertise. I'm going to apply for a CWSC scholarship someday in honor of a pioneer. I pray I grew up to be a leader, a strong woman, courageous with no fear. But until that day, I need you to stand in my place and be part of the group intellect until I can join the race. Visit CWSC.us because together we can remake the world.
We're back.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful public service announcement. So, Michael, do we have any callers in the queue wish to share on this topic?
Not at this time. We invite the audience to press 1 to share. And it's very important that we do so, you know, because in the structure of this broadcast, it's a coming together under the word of God. And wherever groups of people, two or more, gather with that focus, Allah's angels, we believe in the angels of God supporting our best life. And they descend upon those groups, and they aid and support those groups. So it's very important, you know, the dynamics of this kind of exchange. And your sharing is a sadaqa.
Absolutely, and on these particulars that Allah, our Creator, has ordained for us, oh wow, it's so important. Be generous and share. So you know, I was very interested in you know, the four things and how we come up with another one, tenacity, but how you spend from your time. You know, you take some time out to do these things, to be charitable, to see, help others in need. And if you have a specific talent that is beneficial, that you can do CNA work, you know, I like that PSA we have about the healthcare worker, you know. I like that spirit. And what you were talking to, Michael, speaking to, is the spirit of it, spirit of being helpful and sharing, and how that benefits the individual who does it. You know, you're spending from your own self, but you're also creating an environment in yourself of becoming a most excellent human being. Being concerned for others and being concerned for progress, being concerned for goodness, you know, and wanting to see things better. This is such a wonderful spirit that can propel you forward into gaining more faith and more iman. It's in the religion, it's called belief in your Creator and yourself. You know, Allah talks about this concept that the believer who is pleasing to himself and pleasing to his Lord, enter into my paradise, yeah, enter into my heaven. Yeah, so this idea of having a spirit where you are pleased with who you are as an individual is so important. So, Michael, go ahead. You go for the second.
You have a caller, a return.
All right.
Return.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I was thinking about Rabbani, you know, and that environment over there in Ethiopia, you know. It's kind of like the brother in the environment where his life is really on the line. And we, you know, we should show some great appreciation for that and look at that sacrifice. You know, when you put yourself out there like that, you're really doing something. So praise be to Allah for that. And we pray Allah keep him safe and the family safe while he's over there and while he's here also. So praise be to Allah. This is reparation for the life of all people. the wise and sincere servants of God is responsible, appreciating the Creator, obeying what they are told. They feel accountable, helping man lighten his load, being complete as an individual, accepting his destiny, which is global. Selfishness is an enemy to God consciousness. Human passion can destroy man, driving him insane. Righteousness is an inherent quality we were born with. Sincerity and humility bring profit. Following our leader is indeed a benefit. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, said, one who guides someone to a good deed, he will get the reward equal to one who acts upon it. We should help one another who is in trouble, regardless of whether he or she is a Muslim or not. Allah loves his creation a lot. How are we of mercy? Because we desire to help others get what they need. Seekers of truth, same revelation is what we must do. Only God should be told to trust. We are not that tough, and we don't believe in luck. Allah have given us more than enough. So we tell Shaitan when enough is enough. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Thank you.
We've got another call.
All right. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Munira.
Go ahead.
Yes. As-salamu alaykum. Munira Habil Umma here.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to offer that, and I don't know if this has been stated. I tuned in a little late, but sadaqa, if encouragement, offering encouragement to someone else is also sadaqa. And in this climate, in this time, people can be overwhelmed and stuck in a loop of negativity. And encouragement and just new information can break that spiral, break that cycle of that loop, especially new information. So a good word, a kind word, an uplifting word in the form of encouragement can help a person gain new insight and improve their life. So if you don't have finances to give, giving encouragement is also sadaqa, and many people in society really need that today.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, appreciate that. And that's part of the sunnah as well. You know, a kind word is a sadaqa. And many forms of chat, many forms of sadaqa is available to even the poor. Helping, opening the door for someone, you know. The prophet said helping someone up on their mount. We don't have people climbing up on horses now like they used to, but there's always someone needing help up the stairs, across the street, you know, the Boy Scout things. And yeah, so all of these things, and certainly encouraging words. You know, we mentioned how that they enjoin each other the truth, patience, and constancy through also that, yes, to be encouraging each other. Keep it up. Don't give up. You know, keep the progress forward. Keep moving forward while being patient but constant. So important. So important. Thank you for sharing. Yes. Professor, we're going to circle back to you. I was going through this time, talent, treasure, and choice, you know, and, you know, we get the treasure, and it's time to spend that money, boy. That's a catchy one there, you know. And I know we as Muslim, though, we know we have to do it, right? So we have to do that. So talk to us a little bit about those aspects of giving that
yes,
you might want to share.
Yes, bismillah. Yeah, that's an aspect that people hold dear to themselves. They, you know, because of the poverty, you know, the talk about poverty and stress. You know,
yeah.
It's hard giving up that which you didn't come by. You come by very infrequently. So once you get it in your hand, you don't want to release it. Unless, in most cases, it's easier for you to release it if there's some foolishness behind it, you know? But giving it to someone in need, oh, now that takes the inner portion of the human being. So, you know, for instance, we see that a lot of our people, you know, I was encouraged by my sister, Dr. Wilson, because she is like, she does poll work when it's time to vote. And she told me that there was an onslaught of young African-American people voting on off major election years. And she said they were coming in droves. And I'm thinking that a lot of things are not being told that is happening in America about our youth. Only thing mm-hmm. we see is the corrupted youth that holds the attention of the press and all of the knowledge. We don't never talk about two young ladies that cracked a mathematical equation problem that has stood for almost 2,000 years. Nobody said anything. No one has ever mentioned that. These are two African American sisters who cracked it. That PhDs and people at MIT and Harvard could not crack it, even in Cambridge in England. But they did it. Then there's one young man, 14 years old, going, he's taking aeronautical engineering. We don't hear that. We don't see that. So if we're talking about being generous, we should have a setup in our communications that would promote the best in our youth.
Yes.
And we should contribute to that. And that should be put always in the forefront of everybody to let them, to show them, just like our great inventors after the Emancipation Proclamation, our great inventors were at the forefront of getting patents in just about every field of endeavor. That's generosity. That's giving. And that's going to help our community counteract these people who are shooting us down, and we don't have no response other than calling on the Reverend to give a eulogy. No,
yeah.
No. This can't continue. And we are going to have to do when Allah told Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to now, we have the faith. Now we have to struggle with that faith in jihad, and to fight them until
yeah.
religion is for God, huh?
No
so
more.
I'm telling you, you're gonna have to come. We're gonna have to come to that point very soon, where we're going to have to examine our hearts to see if we really are who we say we are, and take care of warning the people that there's a law called Qiyas, the law of Qiyas, which is the same thing in the Bible as eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, and but it's more I would say more credible and more generous and more compassionate. The taking of a life is the saving of a life, but that has to be explained to the population, especially the law enforcement agencies, to let them know that you can't continue to support corrupted police officers who kill at the drop of a dime, because they know they have backing and support from the district attorney, the judicial system, and from the legal the legislative system. If you we as a people explain to these people and let it be on a Monday morning with some coffee and donuts, all right? And explain to them. Now, if you do that, and if you cover up these people and you encourage them, and they have carte blanche to do whatever they want in this in our society, in our community, then you're going to have to be held accountable. So the best that is taken is going to be the best that is taken. So that should be clear, and it shouldn't be and it shouldn't be something that's hesitant. Okay. Yeah.
We do see a change coming, so we appreciate that, Professor. That's definitely our belief and faith that the person has that right to have that retribution, their family to be satisfied from the loss of relatives and loved ones. And, you know, but bigger than that, when someone is taken, that's a whole family that's been affected. These things can never be, justice can never be done, because now you maybe left a family without a provider, without a part of the family that's so significant to the whole. So much grief and hurt is left behind that some of it can never be justified. Only Allah, the Creator, can restore the loss that occurs when some of these things happen so drastically. Like, and we see so many examples where mass shootings and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You know, you just can't imagine how you could have that in this life compensation for that. You know, like that Jacksonville shooting, that's three families lost their loved ones and devastation, et cetera, et cetera. Then the person shot himself. He killed himself. So, you know, just for, some things can't be restored with justice here on this planet. Only Allah can restore. Just wanted to put that in the mix. So let's get back to our generosity topic here, and that's being generous too, to share that type of information. So, Michael, do we have it? Tell me about the time, Michael. How's our time?
We've got 5 minutes to the top of the hour, and then we have some great spirits. Oh, wait a minute. I need to ask Sister Martha, because she was telling me something last night about programming after.
So I think we got 5 minutes. I believe there's a program coming on right after us at 11. So, let's remind the audience of the programming that we have. If Sister Martha, if you're available, remind us of the program that's coming up, and also Sister DePrita at 5 to 7 is Islamic Learning Lab. You're going to be sure to tune in for that. But if Sister Martha is not in the queue, I think it has to do with
she's here.
All right, Sister Martha, please chime in and update us.
Your mic is open.
Are you on mute?
Hello? All right, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, sir. I apologize. I had stepped away. The presentation coming on next is CWSC Cultural Insights with our affiliation or a partnership with the New Day for Al-Islam with William Kareem. That's from 11 to 1. And then we will come back at 4 p.m. for the hour session of the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning, which will be attached to Al-Islam in Focus, which is 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay. Sounds really good.
Thank you.
Interesting program. Thank you. So, dear listeners, we appreciate you very much. Professor, share with us in a minute or so any final comments. I know you've been traveling, and we appreciate your sacrifice being on our program. So
yes,
please share with us.
Yeah, I'm here in Charlotte with my good friend, our decorated pilot and we are enjoying company. You know, Muslims enjoy each other, right? So
yeah,
you know, and he's generous, you know, with the sadaqa.
Yeah, you see, this is a real statesman.
Yeah, you see, there's nothing better than being around good Muslims and enjoying their company. I don't think there's anything better I can describe, and that's a part of. What we have to do as a community, develop that kind of camaraderie and that kind of love that will promote cooperation and activity and ingenuity in thinking and sharing ideas.
Sir. Yes, sir. So, Alhamdulillah.
So he's a great sadaqa to take.
Yes. He was very generous. Didn't even come in to take away your time there, let you have the show. So we appreciate that. So greetings to Imam Nasif, our statesman and decorated veteran. Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. So Michael, please, I'm going to let you go ahead and close us out, inshallah, and have some final comments, if you will.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I've exhausted my little time here. So please have some final comments and close us out, please.
Very quickly, I want to share with the audience the other verses on Sadaqa, chapter 2, verse 276, chapter 4, verse 114, chapter 9, verse 58, chapter 9, verse 60, chapter 9, verse 79, chapter 9, verse 103, chapter 9, verse 104. So chapter 9 has quite a few verses of sadaqa, and chapter 58, 12, and 13. And we pray Allah that He will bless us, and we ask Allah to guide us among those whom you've guided aright. Save us among those whom you save. Bless us in whatever you grant us, and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge, and none can judge against you, and those whom you befriend are not disgraced. Amen.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Till next week, 9:30, till 11, our new time. Inshallah. Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam.